Blog Talk Radio.
Messages that inspire, connecting you to your purpose, bringing clarity to your vision, giving insights that empower, igniting your life into your spiritual evolution. Welcome to Ignite and Evolve Radio with your host, renowned spiritual life coach, medium, and healer, Angel.
Wow. Good evening. So I had a fun evening calling in today. Had all kinds of fun technical difficulties, so I apologize for that. And welcome to this evening's program. I'm so excited. This is the first time that I'm doing this special tea talk, and I was wanting to make sure I connected to you guys. I poured myself a nice tall glass of water and a beautiful warm cup of dragon fruit tea, and then I had all kinds of crazy technical difficulties on our first night, and it's always a challenge when the technology doesn't want to work with you. So welcome to Intuitive Life Tea with Angel. So the purpose of today's session is just for us to talk. I have so many people that text me and they email me, and they message me saying, can we talk about different subjects? Can we just have some fun together? And my response to that is absolutely. So I don't know if this time is going to work. You know, I set it up for 8, and I don't have a lot of people kind of ready to come on board for 8 o'clock. I might go ahead and do 8:30 on Wednesdays. Whatever works. I'm going to be inviting guests to come in and talk. We're going to talk about different subjects, whether it's something that's going on in the New Age community, whether it's the paranormal, whether it's just fun talk, whatever it is you guys want to engage in this particular area, that's what we're going to talk about in this particular evening program. I have 30 minutes, and in that 30 minutes, I want to make sure that we have a great time. So the first thing I want to do is relax myself or relax everyone else. It is Wednesday night. Why did I pick Wednesday night? That's a really good question. When somebody emailed me and said, why Wednesday night? The reason I picked Wednesday night for this tea talk is because it's the middle of the week. I have my Friday morning show where I kind of give inspiration. We get to the end of the week. I'm going to talk about some of the things that we've gone through, give messages from time to time, and kind of get prepared to go into the close of the week, go in the weekend, and start off the next week with motivation and inspiration. And that's in the morning. This show is more about de-resing, relaxing, releasing, and having a good time. Because you got to remember to smile. You got to remember to have fun. And so for me, it's about remembering what it's all about, having a good time, and just companionship. So I'm going to take a sip of my tea. I'm going to welcome anyone to call in. If anybody would like to call in and ask a question, if anybody would like to call in and just make a statement, whatever works for you. I'm going to take a sip of my dragon fruit tea real quick, and I'm going to take my first call of the evening. Good evening and welcome. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to? Hello? Can you hear me? Must be those technical difficulties again. Can you hear me now? Okay, so I guess there's nobody there. Can you hear me? So we're going to move on. I'm going to hang up on this caller. Hopefully we can, if you can try calling back, and we can get you back on the line because somehow there was some sort of a difficulty on the call today. So one of the things I always love to talk about, because my name is Angel, and I'm intuitive. I don't know if you've picked up on it, but I do love and am fascinated in working with angels. So I thought I'd throw that on the table and talk about angels. If anybody out there has had any experiences with angels or has an interest in angels and the nature in which they can come and connect with us and help us through our days, help us through our troubles, help us through our victories, and support us, and even remind us from time to time that they are there. Now, one of the things I like to do is try to stop and acknowledge when the angels are there. And I notice that when I think I'm alone, when I think I'm not sure if I can get through a particular situation, I find that the angels make themselves present to me. How do they make themselves present to me? So I'm going to ask you a couple questions. Has anyone out there ever felt the presence of someone close to them? Oh, once. Nothing scary. Maybe you see something moving in the side, in the corner of your eye, not quite sure what that movement is, and there's nobody there. One of my favorite ways they make themselves present is with feathers. Did you know that? Did you know that when angels make themselves present to you, that sometimes you can see feathers floating down from the sky, you can see feathers in the sidewalk? An interesting way that they can make themselves known to you is through leaving you little gifts of feathers, especially if you're trying to focus on something and you're missing it. They will often float a feather by you to kind of catch your attention so that you won't miss the empowering message or perhaps whatever it is that you're supposed to be guided to. I find that very interesting. Just today, if I can share, this is kind of fun. Just today, I was at work, and for those of you who may not know, I work in the fitness industry, so I work in a gym. And I was working on a project, working with a client, and we were speaking about something, and I was not paying attention to what I was doing. And before I had an opportunity to have a mishap, because I was about to trip over something, out of nowhere, this feather kind of floated down from the ceiling and landed on the chair or the obstacle that I was about to step over, because I was completely unconscious. I was talking and having a good time and engaging with my client. I totally was unaware of my space. And I noticed now this chair or bench or whatever it was I was about to trip over, and the feather, I kid you not, I don't work outdoors. There are no birds. There are no decorative pieces or anything in my place of work. There is just the inside of a gym and the fixtures that make up the ceiling and the walls around the gym. Here we are in the middle of the gym, and this feather drops from this one obstacle that I was about to stumble over and perhaps hurt myself. So I noticed it. My client, not so much. My client was more concerned because she did not want me to hurt myself. She said, oh, are you okay? And all that sort of thing. But me, the first thing I'm like, oh, there's my guardian angels making sure nothing happens to me with a feather floating down from the sky and making me aware so I don't trip and hurt myself. So I thought that was really fascinating. Ooh, let's see if we can get our caller back here today. So hold on 1 second. I'm going to try one more time. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to? Hello?
Hello, my name is Kristen.
You have a question?
Actually, I was just wondering if you have any dream insights.
Dream insights?
Yeah.
Well, it depends on the dream. What kind of dreams have you been having? If you don't mind me sipping my tea real quick while you answer the question. What kind of dreams did you have that you would like to have some insights on?
There's always the same person. It's been 3 times, and I've seen the same person in my dream, but I do not know this person in real life.
Okay, you don't know the person in real life at all?
No, not at all. And
let me ask you a couple of questions. Before you continue, let me ask you a couple of questions, and then you can continue if you don't mind. When you have the dream with this person in them, are you guys doing a specific thing, or are you guys in a specific type of environment?
No.
Or does it vary?
He does weird things.
Ooh, like what?
Well, I mean, like, one dream he was setting firecrackers off on an RC car, and then the other 2 days ago he was pulling intestines out of a black cat.
Okay. Often do you dream about him?
This has just started. I've seen him 3 times. I've seen him as like an infant and as a teenager, and this last one he was an adult.
Okay, so an infant, teenager, adult, and he was lighting firecrackers, and he was kind of playing around with the internal organs of the cat. What was the other time? What did he do the third time?
He was like breaking skateboards.
Okay, so he was doing chaotic things.
Yes.
Chaotic things. And is there anything going on in your life right now that is distracting your attention or is a little stressful that's been going on for, say, the past month or a couple of weeks?
Yes, there's a lot of stress.
So usually when you dream about something and it's a person, it's not somebody you know, it usually is it's not an ancestor coming to talk to you or something like that. It's an aspect of yourself. And this person going from infant to teenager to adult, causing all kinds of mayhem and distraction, it can mean a couple of things. And one thing it may mean is that you are stressing. You don't want to distract and destroy yourself and be destructive around your process by letting the stress distract you. And also, you do want to have some fun. It feels like it's mischievous, and it feels like it's attempting to get your attention. Something's trying to get your attention. You're paying attention to the wrong things, if that makes sense. So it's like this crazy, chaotic stuff happening off over here, trying to distract you with the most wild, outlandish, and unpleasant things, trying to distract a piece of you while you're trying to focus on this thing over here. So the message could very well be, stay focused on what's important and don't let the stuff that's stressing you out distract you off of your path and off what you're trying to do. Don't interpret it as literal, okay?
Yeah.
Don't interpret it as something violent's going to happen and there's explosions, because that's normally not how the unconscious mind works in the dream state, right? What you want to interpret this as is an ask of yourself communicating with you. Fair enough?
Yes, it is. It makes me feel better.
Yeah, and it's the male, yeah, because you have the serious, usually in dream we come to our, you know, our aspect of ourself comes in the opposite sex. It's the side of our person that we're not ministering to, so to speak. So you have a light side that's kind of more free and more open, and you have your kind of serious side. And your serious side is coming to you kind of playing and being mischievous. You gotta lighten up, right? You, whatever is going on, the stuff you got going on in your life right now, it's not as bad as you think it is. It's just stuff, right? So don't focus so hard on it, because you'll make it as unimportant as this dream with the firecrackers. Make your life important. Don't make that stuff important. Does that help?
Okay. Yeah, that helps.
Like, are you gonna drink a nice, comfortable cup of tea before you go to bed tonight?
Yes, I am.
Awesome. And I hope to hear from you again. And let me know how you're doing, okay? Okay. Take care of yourself.
You too. Bye.
Awesome. Bye-bye. Awesome. Dreams are fun. Dreams are a whole lot of fun. Let's see who we got here. Our next caller, I think this is someone that called before. I couldn't get through. Hi, can you hear me?
Hi.
Hello. There you are. How are you? I can hear you now.
Hi. I'm good.
Oh, wait a minute. There's a connection problem, so you're kind of cutting in and out. Try that again.
I've got a microphone. Hear me?
There you are. Yes, I can hear you now. You've got a really funky reception. So I don't know if you're in a tunnel or if you're next to like a something that's interfering with your phone, but you want to kind of come out and maybe step away
Skype.
From where you are. Huh?
I'm on Skype.
You're outside? Is that what you said? Yeah, the connection is really, really is really bad. If you're on a headset, maybe you can take your headset off. Maybe that's what it is.
Hi. Got any better?
There, that is better. So good evening. You called once and we couldn't get you. You called now. We had some problems. Clearly, you've got some interference happening that you're trying to break through. What can I do for you?
I'm calling all the way from Canada.
Hi, Canada. Oh, Canada. Yes. How are you this evening? That's fun because you always feel like you're talking to people all over the place. Oh, yes. What kind of tea are you drinking? What have you got?
I'm drinking Tetley.
Oh, Tetley tea. Yes. Is it yummy?
It is good.
I love tea. I love tea. And someone gave me what do you call it, loose leaf tea for my birthday, and I've been enjoying it, and I'm spoiled now. I'm almost done with it, and I have to run to the store and buy some more because I love it.
I would love that, too.
So we're drinking our tea together, and you have called for what can I do for you? How do you want to contribute to the conversation, or do you have a question for me?
It's been kind of bothering me for a while, and I don't know, I just found you, and you sounded very nice, so
Thank you. Well, what is the question?
My son and his girlfriend had a miscarriage a couple of months ago.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. And they're both in Australia right now. And I'm just wondering if you see another baby coming along in the not-too-distant future for them.
What is the your child's first name?
Cody.
Okay. So I do feel the presence of two child spirits around them.
Okay.
They're not finished with a couple of things, so it's like they're not ready. And so they have a couple of things they need to finish around their own personal their personal relationship and clearing some things to prepare themselves a little better. And there also seems to be some fostering that they're going to do. So I see two children around them, but I also see them taking care of other children. Through this process, they're going to become very engaged with caring for underprivileged and under nurtured children. So this is kind of like part of the process of their mission, if that makes sense. So that's what I'm feeling.
Shiver. Oh, that's so
again?
Sweet. I'm kind of worried about them because they kind of been going through a tough time, kind of after the miscarriage, and they haven't really been making any plans for the future.
They have to heal. It was hard, and they have to heal. So, yeah, they need to heal, and they got to work some things out. So it's like this whole process brought some things up that created some energy around some things they got to work through. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
And so they gotta get through that, and they will. Because it's not all of it is real. It feels like some of it is just things that bubbled up, and you know they got some. Feels like there's some blame and there's some guilt. There's all kinds of stuff going on, and it just kind of all bubbled up, and they got to work through that. And because of what they're supposed to do together, they have to get through this, so they can be who they're supposed to be in the future. They need about 6 months, 7 months to work through this. So you need to just continue to be there and be supportive. Because it looks like they need your support. Cody needs your support especially. Then just be there. And know, be in certainty that they're going to be okay. Just know that they're going to be okay, because they will. It's just going to take time. Yeah, it's just going to take time.
Okay.
It's going to seem hard. And like anything, they can choose to send it the other way, but they have to get through this. It's like they don't have a choice because of the mission that they've been brought here to do. So you just try not to play the game with them. Try not to take sides or do anything like that. Just try to be supportive and loving and warm and listen, because it feels like that there's a lot of talking that needs to be let out. And send them some healing and some love. Because this was hard. There's the only thing you can do is be of service. and it hurts. Okay. You know, I feel your this deep kind of soulful pain that you're feeling because you wish you could be there to fix stuff. But you
yeah.
can't fix this. You can't fix this. Right?
No.
They have to
no,
fix
they
it.
Can't.
So all you can do
okay.
is be there to support. So don't feel horrible that it's not going to be fixed. Feel empathy because you love your son, you love the girlfriend, you love the energy, and you want to be there to support, and you give of yourself in that way, and give them some time.
Mm-hmm.
If they can work through this, and if they have the potential to work through this, if they can work through this, they're going to come out the other side, and they're going to be able to bring in these energies of children that are through, and they're going to be able to minister to the other children that are waiting for them. But they got to get through this. They got to stop blaming and being hurtful. And you can't stop them. They have to stop themselves, right?
Can I talk to them to help them stop blaming?
Huh? What was that?
Can I kind of talk with them to try to help them stop blaming
yes, you can.
Each other?
You can try to talk
yes.
to them. You can be there. Try to keep them focused on just talking. Try not to allow them to turn it into the blame game if you can. Try to just talk to them.
Okay.
Just keep them focused on healing. It's okay. Just let them let it out. Don't give an opinion. Just let them talk because they got to get it out. You know what I mean? They just got to get it out. And they'll be okay.
Yeah.
If you could do me a favor and go to the website, igniteandevolvecoaching.com, and send me an email because I'm running out of time. And so I can keep in touch with you. I'd love to see how you're doing and to see how this is going. Because I hate to leave you like this, but when the time is up on the channel, it's up, and they hang up on me. So, and I got started a couple
okay,
minutes late because...
what was the website again?
Ignite.
What was the website again?
Igniteandevolvecoaching.com. Okay?
Okay.
God bless you. Take care of yourself and everyone.
Okay, though.
That's all. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Good night, everybody.
Much.
Bye-bye, everybody. Good night.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.